Welcome everyone to the blessings of Christ on this 25th day of November, exactly 1 month from Christmas. It's kind of nice on those years where we have just exactly a month between the two great holidays of the year. And welcome, welcome everyone in the spirit of peace, in the spirit of abundance and gratitude for all that we have. Whatever we may lack in one area of life, if you look around you, you'll find that you have abundance in another. One of the things that I find so true every Thanksgiving, regardless of my personal condition, is the amazing abundance in God's universe. I was thinking about this time last year, after the hurricane had come and torn down almost everything other than our home, and even that, mostly the roof was gone, I still looked at the amazing abundance that we could have so much that when it was torn down, we would have piles of debris. I would estimate about 40 feet high and miles long. Really, seriously, they filled up the entire space between along four-lane highway and went on for miles and miles and miles, and it just kept piling and piling and piling and piling. And I thought about the abundance of people that came out to help one another that we never saw under normal conditions. Under normal conditions, we were all just indoors taking care of our families and our private business. And we might see someone we recognize in a car on a street sometime or in the grocery store. But, you know, people were milling everywhere. People came out to work. People came out to share, to serve, to give. And, you know, it just reminded me of birds in the springtime, flowers blooming. It seems that disasters as well as good times bring us all out together. So why don't we all just come out together all the time? You know, I think that we together in our human abundance, more than anything else, remind each other of how much abundance there is in God's universe. And maybe that's why on Thanksgiving, we like for our families to come together, and we invite sometimes our employees over, or companies we're employed with, or we go and serve in a charitable kitchen. We just get together with other people. That's the real spirit of Thanksgiving, is being thankful for one another and recognizing the value we have in the life of one another. So I'm going to sit back and open this up to our community, which I love so dearly, and just sign into the call board if you want to make a comment or ask for a blessing or express gratitude, whatever you would like to say. And I'm going to open the line to our dear friend, Jerome. Jerome, you're on.
Oh, hello. Blessings and life.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very, very well. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, very well.
Thank you for everything and the Thanksgiving and light and love that you are as well. And so this is for two people, Elaine and Sarah, who
okay.
A blessing, and but also to yourself, because of the universe of light, compassion, love that you are, that helps every one of us. And so I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Oh, that's sweet. That's so sweet. And I appreciate that. so very, very much. Well, Jerome, and blessings to you and your lovely wife as well.
Well, thank you, thank you. And I love you, and I love you, I love you.
Ditto, ditto, ditto.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Susan, you're on. We always love to hear from you.
First of all, happy Thanksgiving to you, Glenda.
Thank you.
You know, I had Thanksgiving, and, you know, some people came, and I know they have issues, and there was a little spark of something that was going to start, because when family gets together, that can happen. And my daughter-in-law said, she was, you know, she got angry at her husband, and she said, well, I'm leaving, you know, creating some drama. And I reacted. So, lots of times I don't get involved. I just keep out. But, it just happened. I didn't plan it. And I said, you have a little baby here, you know, her kid. And later that night I reviewed, and I said, should I have not said anything to divine guidance? I said, I reacted rather than respond. And the answer was so funny, it made me laugh. He said, Susan, you want a formula that works all the time. And I said, I do. He said, it doesn't work that way. I love the revelation. He said, sometimes it's okay to react. I said, it depends. This was so amazing to me. They told me it depends on what your motive is. If your motive, it was pure, then the outcome was pure. And what happened? I said, she calmed down and everybody went back. So then they said to me, well, it went back to love. So apparently what you did was rightful. I said, oh.
That's right.
It's so funny.
That's right, Susan. And it's not always the words we say. It's the intent behind the words.
Right, exactly. But, you know, but them telling me that I'm looking, you know, for the formula that works for everything, they said it so lovingly. It's like, you're doing that because you just want to do it right all the time, you know? And I just chuckled at that part of me and the most incredible awareness that I get. My hand is on my heart because this happens to me so often. And, oh, my, I'm, like, beyond blessed for this. But besides that, I got the night before, I spoke to my brother-in-law. And he kind of makes light of everything. But I hadn't heard from him, and I figured, I know he went through some health challenges. But he sounded okay. And then he's very nonchalant, and then he tells me that his son, he's a physician, and so is his son. And my brother-in-law, my husband had three boys, as my husband, my brother-in-law, and one that died at age 25 from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So he tells me, the one brother-in-law that's left, that's the only one, my husband's gone and his brother's gone, he tells me that his son was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I just like, and he says, and Harold had the same thing, his own brother who died at 25. So I felt sucker punched. I mean, it was like, huh? And he's going through a real hard time with the chemo. And bottom line is I texted my nephew, who is a physician. He's a urologist. And he basically said, you know, he's having a hard time. You know, if the chemo doesn't work, he says, quote, unquote, it doesn't look so good. And I, you know, and that's the problem with the fact that he's a doctor. So I texted him back. I said, no matter what, Rich, don't give up. There's a lot out there. Don't give up. And it just put a damper on my Thanksgiving without question. So I just want to put him in the blessing. His name is Richard.
And, Richard, okay, very good.
I want to put him in the blessing. So
and I want to add to your comment also, Susan. That was good. You said don't give up. There are other things out there. And while we're speaking of abundance, there's no end to options that are out there for solutions in life. We get fixed thinking that something can only work a certain way,
right,
or it won't work at all. And so I just ask that all of you expand your options window, not just for material things, not just for friends or family, but for solutions, for ways of life, for everything. The options are endless. They are. And we can actually do with a whole lot less than we have in a material way, as long as we're exploring options in another way. I think that we just, we need to be in a state of appreciating abundance as a child of God. Because think of it. To God, there are endless options. I mean, think of it. Everybody, think of it for just a minute. Can you imagine God being limited in anything, in any way, for any reason? No. We don't associate limitations with God. Okay, so now, correlation number one. If you're a child of God, limitations will be very, very annoying to you at the very least, or very depressing to you at the very worst. Now, sometimes we just have no control over limitations in certain areas of our life. But we can always open up endless possibilities in other areas of our life. And begin to see, wow, so now I've got what, that I'm not putting attention over here, I've got more time for this. And that's the way it goes. So everybody keep your options open on everything. I'm going to take a call from Tony. Hello, Anthony, and you're on.
Hey, Glenda.
Hi.
We're grateful to connect and see if I can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sorry. Couple things. We had some rain, and so we have gorgeous clear skies now. We had all that smoke for like a week and a half leading up to the middle of the week, so that was wonderful. But we heard today that just from the fire that was up north of us near Chico in Paradise and Magalia, 50,000 people were displaced from their homes, and over 800 are still missing, and I think there's somewhere close to 80 that are confirmed dead in that fire. So it's a major tragedy. So, you know, we're mindful of everybody who's being impacted by these things all over the place. So I want to do a blessing for all the folks who are being
very,
impacted.
Very important thing to put our attention on for the blessing. Those who suffer and those who lost their life, those who lost their homes.
Yeah.
And are worried about others they love that may have been trapped in the fire for all of these things.
Absolutely. Well, and we have something that kind of connects with the abundance energy that you were mentioning earlier. It's a real magnificent event. So it's one that's very strong for all kinds of positive effects. It's a good day for blessings and prayers. This one is the sun exactly conjunct with Jupiter. And it's actually going to be, tonight at 10:22 Pacific time, which, you know, if we go by the 24-hour clock, I think actually no, it's at 10:33, so it's 22:33 Pacific. But of course, that'll be 0:33 your time zone and 1:33 on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. That'll be the exact time of the Sun Jupiter conjunction. And that one just really speaks to me, not only the energy of abundance, but also the radiance of joy. So
yes, and expansion.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a positive and helpful energy that we have with us today. I just thought I'd mention that too.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Our cosmic blessing giver. who's always studying the heavens. Thank you, Tony. We really appreciate you. And Judy, you too.
And we love and appreciate you and the whole community. It's wonderful. This is like our Sunday thing. So we're here every week and really love hearing and connecting. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye
bye.
We have a wireless caller from area code 413, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. I don't know if you can hear me. It's kind of loud out here.
I can.
Oh, good. It's June, and I'm calling from Massachusetts. I would like to ask a blessing for a dear friend, Arlene, who's having surgery for cancer of the colon on Wednesday. And she's very brave about doing this. She doesn't really want to, but everyone in her family wants her to, so she's going ahead with it. And so I'd like to ask for a blessing for her.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, good. We sure will.
Thank you.
We sure will. And, you know, the most important thing is that she goes into it with a positive attitude and without resistance to the outcome, whatever it might be. Because anytime positive actions are taken, God uses our positive actions to work miracles.
Okay. That's important to keep in mind. She had a negative experience at that hospital once before, and you know, where someone stole from her purse her entire Social Security check that she had just cashed, and she'd gotten in an accident, and so she's has some negative feelings about the place.
Well, so I can understand that. But that had nothing to do with medical service. So
that's important
so
to bring that up and to remind her of that. And. And, you know, about the, what did you just say?
Well, it had nothing to do with medical service. That was just a criminal action. But the fact is God uses our confidence and our positive actions to bring about miracles. So the very fact that she's taking positive action gives God something to work with.
Yes. No, and I think it's a really important thing you just said. Because I've been thinking about that today, like, you know, I am as God created me, and I'm, you know, a child of God, so part of this is believing, you know, letting it into my heart that this is so. And, you know, that allows for, you know, the gifts of God to come to me. I'm not resisting or blocking. Good. And what you just said, you know, is really helpful and beautiful, and I'm going to pass that on. So thank
Please
you so
do.
Much. Right. I wish everyone on the call happy holidays and good gatherings with folks you love and new folks.
Okay.
That we meet each other.
Well, and blessings to you too, June. Blessings
thank you.
To you too. I'm going to take more calls. We've got more people on the line. We've got a caller from area code 540.
Hi, Glenda. This is Faye in Virginia. I'm calling to ask a blessing for my daughter who's having sundry health challenges, cancer, and she hasn't really decided on a path to take. And she is keeping a positive attitude, but it's getting down to the point where she really wants to know what she's going to do in the way of treatment.
That's good.
And also for her daughter, Lily, who's is at boarding school and only 15 years old, so she's being challenged with all that's happening in her life.
Of course. Okay, and what are their names?
Sonia is the mother, and Lily is my granddaughter.
Okay.
And you can add me, Faye.
Okay.
Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome, and God bless you, all of you. So we have a caller from area code 415, and you're on. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, hi, Glenda. This is Stephen Adler, and I just wanted to...
I thought maybe it was.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just wanted to add some encouragement to the caller who just called in and shared about her friend who's going to have the surgery for colon cancer, and you know, talking about possibilities and options and stuff. And I just want to share an inspirational interview that I witnessed a couple months ago on my friend David Wolf's Facebook site. He had interviewed a young gentleman who had a very aggressive form of colon cancer, and he, you know, he had surgery, and then unfortunately it came back even more aggressively, and it was kind of spreading through his body. And the second time around, you know, all his friends and family really want him to have the surgery again. And he really, something came up in him, and he just chose not to. He said, no, there must be other options. I have faith in God and all this. And so he really chose an alternative path and just radically changed his diet, just went completely extreme and, you know, just started, you know, doing nothing but, like, you know, juice fasting, green juices and all this sort of stuff. And he is just, you know, completely in remission to this day, thank God. And is, you know, now started a whole health blog and a real whole, you know, he's got a huge following. So I just encourage, you know, people to have, you know, keep open to options and have faith. But ultimately, it's everybody's individual decision on these things, of course. But I just want to throw that in there as hope for, you know, the other options in life that, you know, and other possibilities that sometimes might not seem believable, but sometimes they actually really work out. So that's all I want to say.
That's great. And, you know, it's amazing how well things work out when we really believe they can.
Yeah, that's the thing. And this young gentleman really, really fought a tough, tough battle with everybody. His wife, his family, his everybody was saying, no, you've got to go through with the surgery. And he, you know, he really deep down in his heart had this faith that was the wrong path for him. And
I think what happened is he started the negative energy behind that. And
yeah, I think
went
that's
with
right.
Where the positive, and went with where the positive energy was leading him. And this is something, this is good advice for us in every area of our life. No matter what area we're talking about, it could be a health problem, a relationship problem, it could be a work problem. When we begin to feel resistance to doing something, the first thing we should check on is, what is this resistance about? It could be that we just don't understand. It could be we're just a little afraid. Or it could be there's something negative about the whole doggone thing. And then we check in to what the options and the alternatives are. And we take a look at what energy is provided for us over there. You know, an old adage that I just love, and I wish I knew where it came from. I think it came from a Sufi master, but it basically says that God hears all prayers, but he uses the ones we take action on. In other words, it's great to pray, but if we pray and then turn passive, there's nothing we're giving God to use. But what we pray and then turn active on is where God can turn our actions and our prayer into his miracle. And so in everything, think about what you can take positive action on. We can pray for anything, but we can't take positive action on just anything. And that's what really tells the story.
Wow, thank you for that, Glenda. That's so right on. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you too, Steve, for inspiring that response.
You're welcome.
Okay, and happy holiday. I'm going to take
Bye.
Another caller from area code 719. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone. This is Tara Kim in Colorado.
And hello.
Everyone had a good Thanksgiving and everything. So I wanted to request some continued blessings for my mom and my dad. My dad did get out of the hospital. It turned out he did have some pneumonia. And there's a question of whether he had sepsis as well. So I just would really request blessings to go into that whole situation with my mom and my dad and to support their healing and whatever needs to be right now.
Absolutely.
We've
got them on the list.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And let's see, who do we have now? Well, we have someone coming in from area code 512, and you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Glenda, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
I wanted to ask to have my mom in the blessing. She goes by Dot. So she will for sure be moved into memory care this Tuesday. So I just wanted to have a blessing that's an easy transition for her, that she can understand why it's happening or come to acceptance of it in a way that's helpful for her.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But, yes, there can be joy anywhere we are.
Thank you.
And we have to find that joy within ourselves. So I pray that indwelling presence of God and light within her will just light up and she will find her new place of joy.
Thank you so much.
And you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have Ken on the line. I'll take Ken's call, and I think that's it. Hi,
Hello,
Ken.
Hello, Linda. Ken from Northern California, and wishing you a wonderful, happy Sunday here today.
Thank you.
I have two things I kind of wanted to present. One thing is kind of adding on to what you were saying. I was actually listening to a talk this morning, and they were talking about how many times when we look at our relationship with God, we say, oh, that, you know, God is going to give us our mission and God is going to give us all these different things, where we're kind of putting him in the active seat and we're in the passive seat. And
mm-hmm.
I think to just kind of dovetail on what you were saying, that until we ask and until we take responsibility for what it is that we're really doing, nothing is going to happen. And so at which point it requires that we be in the active seat as opposed to being in the passive seat. And so the way it was termed is that on one way you can look and say that God is your source, and on the other way you can say God is your resource. And as a resource, you have to be the one to call it into action.
That's right. Another way to say it is God is my partner.
Exactly. Exactly. And
my partner
so
on this. And so the way we initiate a partnership is through prayer. The way we activate the partnership is through doing something about it. And you know, we may not feel up to take the word responsibility is a big word that's sometimes hard to chew.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when we don't know what to do or how to do it or where to turn, or even who to talk to. So what I want to say is it doesn't really matter what you do as long as you do something.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone book, search on the computer, call a friend. Just do something. Pray and then do something. And from doing anything, that next level of knowing what to do will come up.
Yeah. It's taking that initiation. One has to initiate.
Exactly. Well, you have to initiate the prayer. See?
Exactly.
The thing is, you initiate the prayer. Now you don't stop initiating. Initiate the first action. And it doesn't have to be much. It really doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's until you do take the action, it's kind of like, your test of resolve. You know, okay, I heard the words, but are they really committed, or is this just kind of like finger dressing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
exactly.
And then, and the other thing is, I've got a good friend, Maria, who is trying to basically get her, kind of get a little more organization and structure to her life and get rid of some kind of very bad addictive habits. And it'd be great if maybe you could put a blessing in for her during the course of the call.
And her name is Maria.
Maria, yes.
Okay. Well, you do too. In your prayer. Hold her in your prayer.
Every day.
So, everybody, I think it's time. I think it's time that we received a blessing. And in receiving a blessing, you will be praying, which means you will be offering a blessing as well. And the receiving and the giving work in perfect balance. You see, it's actually easier to give than it is to receive. Most of us don't realize that. but as you give through prayer, through concern, through love, it actually opens the channels for you to receive more. So all I want you to do now is just be comfy in your chair. No special poses are required. Just one pose is to be not done, and that's crossing of anything. That's simply because our right and left neurological wiring is such that up flows from the earth go on one side and down flows from heaven go on the other side. We don't want them to get crossed before, because if they get crossed, they might circle back. The ones from heaven might cross and circle back up to heaven and never go down to the earth. So we want to make connection with the earth. We want your head uncovered, unless your religious faith requires that it be covered in prayer. And if so, make sure that you're covering it with a natural fabric, such as silk or linen or cotton, something that is of the natural fiber of the earth, okay? Same with your feet, barefoot if possible. If the climate requires that you have socks on, then try to make them cotton, linen, wool or silk, and be of the earth again. So I will begin with my prayer to Yeshua. And then, blessing givers, will you join me that we may bring all of these magnificent, beautiful, gracious gifts from heaven to earth and draw up from the earth all of her bounties through us to be blessed into heaven. Let us begin. Dear Yeshua, we love you. And again, we love you, we love you. We love your gifts, your hope, your faith, your encouragement, your strength, your comfort, all that you are to us, being with us, teaching us, leading us, guiding us, telling us, uh-oh, don't go down that road, or, hey, have you thought about this? And giving us these little nudges right and left when we need them. Thank you for protecting our children, our pets, and for being with those in need or in danger. We thank you for bringing your mighty angels down to the earth, for all the points and places where they are most needed, to be with us and help us through the rough spots of life that sometimes challenge our very existence. We know that our life on this earth is very short and transitory, but through that short passage, we are perfected as children of God who have now walked in the pathway of life for everyone else. And we know that for everyone you love, all are blessed. So we come to receive your blessings, not just for ourselves, but for everyone in our heart, everyone we could think of in life, and all the points of the earth which now are hurting and needing to be blessed. We ask for the gracious spirit of the Holy Spirit, for the grace of God, and your magnificent love. In all these things we pray. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Everyone else, begin your prayer.
Your blessing has been given. Amen. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Don't even continue your prayer. Don't think. No words at all. Just be quiet. Be a sponge for heavenly grace. So bye-bye for now. God bless you, and I wish you a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye-bye.